AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A major Twitter announcement tonight. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted that he will announce his choice for Secretary of State tomorrow morning. ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson, who has met twice with Trump during the past week, has emerged as the leading candidate. In the meantime, AP correspondent Scott Bauer reports election recounts in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania have both certified Donald Trump as the winner.
Election officials have certified the vote. Donald Trump was the winner on election night, and he remains the winner with only a difference of 131 votes in the margin that he got over Hillary Clinton.
A lawyer for one of two college students barred from their campus for taunting students at Hillary Clinton's alma mater in Massachusetts is demanding an apology now that the ban has been removed. The Babson College students were accused of driving around the nearby all-women's Wellesley College the day after the election, shouting racial and homophobic slurs and waving a Donald Trump flag. The Boston Herald reports Babson told the students Sunday the ban had been lifted. Federal election officials are standing by their decision to cut ties with the nation's largest accreditor, for-profit colleges.
The ruling will bar hundreds of schools from providing financial aid and likely force some to close. The interim president of the Accrediting Council for Independent Colleges and Schools says the organization will seek immediate redress from the courts to avoid losing recognition as an accreditor. The group, which oversees more than 250 institutions nationwide with a combined enrollment of 600,000 students, had appealed a September Education Department decision to strip it of credentialing authority. The schools are eligible to continue offering federal financial aid to students for as long as 18 months while they seek a new accreditor. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
A good day for the Dow on Wall Street. It was up 39 points. This is AP Radio News. Israel has received its first two next-generation stealth fighters. AP's Pentagon correspondent Sagar Magani reports the F-35s are considered to be the world's most advanced warplanes.
The stealth fighters roared into an Israeli airbase before a crowd that included Defense Secretary Ash Carter. They're the first of 50 the Israelis will buy, designed to give them the military upper hand in a volatile region.
To further sharpen its qualitative military edge.
The F-35 is the Pentagon's most expensive weapons program, estimated at nearly $400 billion. President-elect Trump says that's out of control, and after he's inaugurated, says billions will be saved on military purchases. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Syria's military appears to be in the final stage of the bloody siege to retake all of eastern Aleppo. Nationwide, a 250,000 people have died in the civil war. I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.